Thank you. You know, I was asked last night after the game, had I seen anything like or experienced anything like I experienced in the first half? And my answer was no. It's every head coach's and general manager's and player and assistant coach's nightmare in the first half, where we had five starters come out of the game and then not return. Very, very difficult experience to go through in the preseason. I can report on three of whom who we got good results back, you know, Michael Brockers, Kendall Langford, and Roger Saffold can potentially play this Thursday night in the fourth preseason game at Miami. We got good news considering the mechanism and what happened to Tremaine Johnson. We'll miss Tremaine, you know, anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks with you know, an MCL sprain. And then, of course, unfortunately, I can confirm that we have lost Sam for the year. Sam suffered an injury, you know, to the reconstructive knee, you know, that he had done less than a year ago. And very, very disappointed for Sam. We got two issues here, I think. We lost our starting quarterback. But for Sam personally, it's devastating. The news was devastating to him this morning, as you can appreciate. Anyone that's gone through that procedure and the rehab understands, and to have it happen, you know, again within the calendar year is very, very difficult. So we're thinking of Sam. I met with him this morning. He's left the building. He spent time with his parents, and you know, I really can't give you any timetable as to when he's going to have this procedure done. So a lot of people worked very hard with him, Reggie, his training staff, Rock, strength staff, and the doctors. And if you saw him at practice or you saw him play the last, you know, two preseason games, I think you would agree with me that he was 100% back and on his way. So we move forward as a football team. Sean's our guy. We brought him here. He's got experience. We've got all the confidence in the world in him. We have around our quarterback position right now probably as good a talent as we've had since we came here. And Sean's excited about that, and I know he'll benefit from that. So, questions?
When you looked at the play again, what did you see?
You know, it's just highly unusual. You know, it's, I know it's 1 in 100, you know, chance that something like that would happen. It wasn't a high impact. It was just kind of one of the, you know, ACL injuries, they're all different. And this was just, you know, kind of a hyperextension with, you know, it just had impact come from the outside. And the knee was locked, and something has to give, and unfortunately the ACL gave.
When Sam went down last year, you obviously, it looked like you had to scale back your offense. You had to do some different things. Do you have to do different things with Sean, or can you go with the offense the way it
was? Well, yeah, no, Sean's in here. He has a great feeling for the offense right now, and we're going to move forward with it. We're not going to change anything. He knows the system. You know, he's again. Everybody knows we're going to run the football first, and we're going to do that, and we got to do that well. We got to do that start the season, and then everything else will come off of that.
Did you have a chance to talk to Sean today?
Yeah, I spoke with him briefly. Yeah, he's ready for it. He's ready for the challenge. He's ready for the opportunity.
When you signed Sean, what did you like about him?
Well, he's got a wealth of experience. He's played in games. He's been in different systems. The last few years, he's really only played in the preseason, you know, behind Matthew. But when he played really well. And, you know, he just makes good decisions. He's mobile and just understands defenses. And he's very reliable.
There were indications last night, not just from you, but from others, that Sam felt pretty good, you know, in the locker room right after the fact. How was he today after he found out this bad news?
Like I said, it's devastating for him. I mean, you put yourself in his position, how hard he worked, you know, to get back, and how excited he was to be back and to lead this football team into the season. So, it's a very, very difficult on him.
Feel
what did you see and what did you like last night about Austin Davis?
You know, Austin understands the system, and you know, shot, he can freely call anything. He gets it. And he ran around and made plays, you know, extended plays, and you know, he'd like to have a couple throws back, but you know, he moved the ball around really well. So you know, he's had a good camp so far. So, you know, obviously Austin will step up in the two spot right now, if it were the start of the regular season.
Jeff, is there any thought to going, or at least looking outside the organization right now to enhance your depth of depth?
Well, you know, I've heard that there's speculation that we've been on the phone. That's not true. It doesn't mean to say that we won't, but we haven't done it at this point. You know, we'll get together as an organization and see. But right now, keep in mind, these guys understand our system. Sean's ready to play. Austin can come off the bench and play if need be. And Garrett, for that matter, is, you know, had a good camp, probably better camp on the practice field than he has in games. But, you know, we'll get a chance to play him quite a bit this week.
Jeff, there's been a lot of speculation about possible trades. Does it make sense to even entertain that now? There's about to be a ton of players released. Do you kind of look at the waiver wire first?
I mean, it makes no sense to jump and react right now and try to fill the hole at whatever cost. We're going to take our time and evaluate this. There's going to be some quarterbacks that are released, and there may or may not be some quarterbacks out there that have trade value. We just don't know. It's way too soon.
Is there any way to compare the situation you are right now to where you were when Sam went down in Carolina last year? Obviously, one's in the middle of the season, one's at the start of the season. Is there anything, is this any better or worse time than then?
Well, I mean, I don't think you compare them. We were 3-4 or something when he went down. You know, we haven't started the season yet. So, and you know, fortunately for Sean, he's got a chance now. He's got a chance to step up and practice, and you know, at least you know through this preseason game and through the time that we have before the opener. So, time's on our side right now as compared to when Kel came in last year.
This may be asking the obvious. This is when you talk to Sean, is he excited for this opportunity?
Yes, of course he is. He's gotten very close to Sam since his arrival, and so he's very, very disappointed for Sam, personally for Sam. I mean, that's the kind of teammate that Sean is, but, you know, we have to move on, you know, and Sean's the guy, so I'd say personally he's very excited about his opportunity.
As a head coach, does this injury make it double tough for you? Because it seemed like the offense was really clicking, Brian Quick playing well, completing some deep balls. It looked like the offense was maybe starting to arrive.
Well, we're improving, and the young guys are getting more and more experience. But Sean's capable of getting the ball to him. There's not a throw that he can't make, and he sees well. He's got great anticipation, and you know, we're going to cut him loose.
Jeff, behind Trumaine, you have an incredibly inexperienced group of corners. Can you talk about how those guys have come along?
They've come. I mean, EJ's come on, and Brandon McGee from last year. Brandon missed this game with an ankle. He should be back. We've got a good group. You know, we'll be okay there until True comes back. You know, LaMarcus is making plays. He played there last night and inside. So we've got a good, solid group there.
Is there a temptation to not give Sean any time this second Thursday?
Well, we're going to discuss play time. You know, typically we play and we will play into the second quarter, into halftime with a lot of our starters in week four. You know, I'll be honest with you, I might be a little shell-shocked right now after last night, that you can appreciate that, but we'll discuss play time. We've got players that need to play, and so we'll discuss that as a staff.
About the game in general, I think you made reference last night, you kind of viewed it as an overall step forward for the team. Can you just address that?
Yeah, I mean, well, we did everything that we wanted to do. Defensively, we played with tremendous effort, tackled well, didn't give up any explosive plays, got off the field on third down. Then offensively, time possession was clearly almost 38 minutes. And so we ran the football. We got to look at all the backs. You got to see some good things out of Trey, both Treys for that matter. I thought up front we did a nice job protecting. We ran the football. It's good to get Roger back and Jake back. And so overall, you know, we accomplished what we set out to accomplish. There's some, you know, there's issues like there are in every preseason game with penalties here and, you know, mistakes, but with the on behalf of the younger players. But all in all, I thought it was a pretty good effort.
Jeff, this happened to the Rams 15 years ago. Quarterback played really well. Third preseason game, goes down with an ACL. We all know what happened to you. Addressed to the team, hey, anything can happen.
This team's going to rally around Sean, and we're going to go play. You know, they really are. So, you know, that guy that came in ended up being pretty good. So, but again, we got all the confidence in the world in Sean. So
you're keeping your fingers crossed that lightning can't strike twice. Huh?
Yeah, I mean, that was a good ending of that season, you know, so if you're in this building. But, yeah, the players are unique nowadays. They feel Sam's pain right now and his loss, but you got to go on. That's part of our business. You go on, and so everybody needs to pick it up just a little bit more. That's kind of the cliche when these things happen, and, you know, this young group of guys will.
You mentioned, obviously, you said we're a running team. Also, defensively, do you tell the defense, or does it even need to state, hey, you guys need to pick it up?
You win games as a team, you know.
Pardon me?
You win games as a team. And you have to use all three phases from week-to-week standpoint.
When Sam got hurt last year, you said he's our guy, the guy we're committing to. I don't even know if you've thought about the long-term implications at the position. Have you given that any?
No, it's way too early for that. You know, we just need to get him get his heart and his mind right and get him focused, you know, allow some time to get away and see. But we'll address that whenever we need to.
Process of not starting Robinson last night?
Yeah, I wanted to get Roger some time early, knowing that we knew that Greg was going to play both positions, so we got Roger in there early, and you know, Davin's playing well. So Greg played pretty well again. He got plenty of snaps, and he's improving. He's going to be a really good player for us.
Did Trey Watts at least make a statement in terms of a possible position on the 53?
You know, he's very talented with the ball in his hands, and I thought he was okay without the ball in his hand last night. So, yeah, we'll see how things go. But he's, you know, in college he was a versatile back that would, you know, work out of the backfield and line up in the slot and do all those kind of things, and had good run skills and vision. So it was good to see him make some plays. No, we just wanted to give Benny the opportunity to run behind the first line. That was all.
What did you think of how Benny played and just what kind of camp does he
have? He's had a really good camp. Things that go that are overshadowed is his special teams production. He's playing really well on special teams, and that happens every once in a while. You get a running back like that can really play teams, and all of them are contributing. But yeah, he ran the ball very well, so it's good. We have depth there. Go ahead.
You got a lot of defensive linemen, but has Sam shown you that he can play in this league?
Michael's making plays. Yeah, he's making plays. We move people around, and because of the way the flow of the game, we play guys a little bit longer. So I didn't give him as many reps as we'd like, but we'll get him some. You know. Probably going to get plenty of time to play this week.
Jeff, second guest question. There was a lot of speculation before the draft about whether y'all would use a premium draft pick on a quarterback. If you had done that, do you think your situation right now would be any different than it is? Or,
you know, it's going to take quarterbacks, young quarterbacks, a while. You know, you're going to take your lumps with them early. And every quarterback's different. Offensive systems are different. The people around the quarterback are different. So it's hard to, I guess, categorize them. But I would say, again, I don't deal in hypotheticals, but had we drafted a quarterback, I would say that Sean would probably still be starter for week one, considering the circumstances.
Do you expect that Jolan back?
He's got a chance this week, yeah. He's got a chance. Yeah, we got, moving from Sam, the good news is those three guys, the three big guys, are going to be okay and can probably play. So we're healing up.
Thank you.
about Will Hayes? How's he coming?
He's getting closer. He'd have a chance this week.
Who's next in line without Tremaine? Would it be Brandon because of his experience last year?
Yeah, Brandon or EJ or LaMarcus. Yeah, we got a good group to pull from. Okay, thank you.